people. Arizona, Syracuse, Michigan State, Nova, Wichita State, your top five. Sully, how many SEC teams in the top five?
Zero.
Florida, six. There you go. San Diego State, seven. Kansas, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Big 12 Pac- and Big 10 rocking things. And, you know, got Arizona number one. Very impressive. Wichita State's five. San Diego State's seven. What in the world? Arkansas can't win a road game. I don't know. You know what? We do have something to celebrate. Basketball team's in the toilet. Football team had a horrible year. Two of them, in fact. Baseball team underachieved. But you know what? In the world of music, Arkansas is at an all-time high, my friend, because Barrett Baber has won the Grammy gig of a lifetime. Finally, something to hang our hat on. Oh, we need more singing and less sports, Sully. More singing and less sports in our world. That's what's going to make us happy in 2014. All right. Barrett Baber joining us from Los Angeles this morning.
Hey.
There he is.
I'm gazing out of the window of a beautiful stretch limousine, staring at the Hollywood sign, and I'm so grateful to you and the people of Arkansas, man. It's awesome.
Well, Sully was just pointing out, and Sully obviously voted repeatedly. He said he could not deny your social media campaign.
I felt guilty.
it's unreal. It went viral fast, and it just happened. I never even dreamed that we could win, and then all of a sudden we're there, and we're in first place, and it's happening, and people are behind it, and then people I don't know are behind it, and then their friends are behind it, and that's kind of the world we're living in right now.
Barrett, the Grammy gig of a lifetime. How did you get nominated? How did you find out about it? How did you ultimately win? And what comes with the spoils of being the Grammy gig of a lifetime winner?
It is a contest that any artist can enter if they have a video and a song that's theirs. And so one of my fans uploaded my video and my song and asked me if it was cool, and I said sure. And then I was notified that I was a finalist about three weeks ago, and next thing you know, that's when people start to vote, and sure enough, it happened, and so I was the winner, the one with the most votes at the end of the day, at the end of the contest, and so myself and my bandmates are here. We're here in Los Angeles, and today we're actually just pulled onto the lot at TV City, to the CBS studios, and we're going in to do some press and film some video and this or that, and then the rest of the week we kind of got a lot of press to do, and we played a show on Thursday, so we'll have some rehearsals, and it's pretty amazing, man. I was just saying, we're staying at the hotel where they filmed the scene in True Lies where Arnold Schwarzenegger's riding that horse and gets into the elevator, so mm-hmm. It's kind of bizarre to be here today and be living it, and watching it all happen.
Does the elevator smell funny?
Yeah, it did smell. It smelled like a horse.
Oh, it's weird. So, who are you? You got 2,500 people are going to be in attendance. What's the gig on Thursday?
The gig, I'm opening for a band called The Neighborhood, who has a hit song out.
Is that Sweater Weather? Is that them, or is that somebody else? Yeah.
Yeah, that's them, and they're an LA based band, so they're insanely popular here, and it's a sold out show at Club Nokia, which is right down by the Staples Center, and in that part of town, and so 2,500 people. We'll be there, and I get a 40-minute set, so I get a chance to play, some songs that I wrote, for people that have never heard them before, and that's really exciting.
Barrett Baber joining us from Los Angeles, the winner of the Grammy gig of a lifetime. And so what does this mean for you beyond Thursday night? Do you get to go to the Grammys? Do you get an opportunity to meet with some label folks? What happens?
I don't know exactly what they have in store for us. Our flight doesn't leave until Monday. So we've kind of all got our fingers crossed that maybe they're going to surprise us and let us go to the Grammys and see what that's all about. But we'll see. It's not, it's certainly not something we expect, but it would be an amazing thing to be in a room with all those people and seeing that kind of music and art take place, the best of the best. So it's, we'll see what happens there. But we're here until Monday. And we'll be, I'm sure they will have us doing things the entire time, and I'm excited about that, about doing that, about, getting up and going out and being a musician and working out here. It's awesome.
Well, it's been a great, a a long road, I guess, for you, and certainly it's a great story and glad to see the success for you. You couldn't happen to a nicer guy. My question is, too, for anybody that may be listening in Northwest Arkansas, who's teaching your debate class while you're out in L.A. goofing around?
I got to give a lot of props to my principal, Steve Jacoby, at Fayetteville High School for being so flexible. I sat in his office on Thursday morning and said, "Boss, I think I might win this thing. I need some time off." And he said, "Just mention Fayetteville High School and you're good to go." So I got a substitute in there, and my kids are all set up, and they're, you know, I spent a lot of time on the airplane last night planning out the week for them. But I couldn't have done it without their help, definitely. I had an army of teenagers behind me with cell phones, and that's really kind of what really set the ball off. And then especially, you know, the listeners of 103.7 The Buzz, you know, that have always been behind me from the day I started. You know, I appeared in the studio the first time, I guess it was probably 7 or 8 years ago, Justin, on your show, and it was just, ever since then, the people at 103.7 The Buzz have been so amazing, and the listeners have been amazing, and they certainly didn't disappoint with this contest. So I'm really humbled by people taking a moment to vote for me every day for 18 days, and it's because of you guys, and so thank you.
When did you first pick up a guitar over in Marion, Arkansas?
It wasn't in Marion. It was in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, my dirty, gross dorm room at Wichita Baptist University.
You didn't start playing guitar until then?
Nah, my freshman year of college.
That's amazing.
Guitar, and my brother taught me 3 chords, and I wrote my first song 2 days later. And I've been grinding away ever since, writing bad songs. Writing bad songs, and eventually now, you know, the last few years, I'm starting to feel like maybe I'm starting to get the hang of it. It's only been 15 years. So that's all it takes. People ask me, "Hey, what advice can you tell my son who's wanting to be a songwriter?" And I say, sit in your room and practice every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what it takes.
That's how you win the Grammy gig of a lifetime, or get to Carnegie Hall, either way.
That's right, man.
So what, did Sarah come or is she home?
She's coming out. She's booking her flight today, so she's going to come out Wednesday night or Thursday and come for the show and then stay until Monday until we come home. So I'm excited to get her out here and let her experience all this with me, too. I certainly couldn't do any of the things that I do with music without a wife that's really supportive, both you know, personally, and then certainly financially. You know, she's got the day job of a lifetime, that's for sure, and really has always been on board, has never questioned whether or not this is something that I should do and try to do. And so I love her so much for that.
Well, that's great. It's a great story, and you know, hopefully things take off from here, and she can quit her job as an attorney and become your agent full time. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, I'll be singing the national anthem at the Missouri basketball game when I get back in town. So I hope to see everybody there. Go Hogs.
Well, I hope that the singing of the anthem goes better than the Arkansas offense has gone lately.
Hey, I'm going to bring the heat. I'm going to heat them up. I'm gonna put some soul in them. They're going to play with the fire.
Well, Barrett, it's good to have something to root for in the state, because it has been a rough run the last couple of years for the sports fans in the state. It's good to have something outside of that to hang our hat on. So we appreciate you. Congratulations, and certainly thank all the listeners who voted for you, including our man Sully here. So that's great.
Yeah, he was known as the tallest guy who couldn't dunk. Now he's got a new title.
Barrett, yep. I'll tell you what, to give you a hard foul. You don't want to take it to the rack on Bear Baber.
I will smash you coming through the lane like Bill Laimbeer.
And the old 3-on-3 league, Barrett was the he was the Richard Sherman of our team. He'd hit you hard, dude, and then let you know about it.
I didn't make any friends in that 3-on-3 church league.
No, there was summer, did I? My favorite, yeah, Barrett story. There was one time where we got shorthanded. It was me and Barrett against 3 high school kids, and it was 3-on-2. And it didn't go well, and they were not showing any mercy. So,
I don't know what you're talking about, because as I recall, I balled.
Yeah, you played well. I think I was 1 of 26. I went all Michael Qualls and disappeared. But I do appreciate the effort. I did have to tell a kid at one point, if you try to dunk again, you're going to get undercut. So please don't do that. Anyway, but now you're teaching those young people, and you're teaching better, I'm sure, than that. So that's good.
Yeah, man.
I do want to do a sit-in on debate class one day, though, because I think I was
You're born to be a
teacher's assistant in debate.
You're so welcome anytime in my classroom, my friend.
All right, man. Well, enjoy it. Soak it in. Drink it up. Let us know if you're going to be there for the Grammys so we can look for you at that as well.
Okay. But
congrats, my friend.
Thank you so much, guys. Let's go Hogs.
All right. Take care, Barrett. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Barrett Baber hanging out in L.A., Sully doing it.
Well, you mentioned what a great story.
Yeah, he has that's just the tip of the iceberg for him. The guy's got an unbelievable story in general. I mean, that's just the beginning of it. He's a 14-20 crash survivor. He's a guy that was sort of late to the game, as you heard there. Unbelievably talented, just a great individual. He's an above-average basketball player, but yes, as far as tall white guys who can't dunk go, he's among the best.
And you talk about music. There's so many guys on the edge. You hear locally that are so talented.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you will get that break, you just never know.
No, Mike. Matt Stell comes in a lot. Yeah. I know he spends a lot of time in Nashville writing music, playing music. I mean, he's unbelievable. There's so many talented people. The more I'm around it, you realize how many unbelievably talented people there are.
And this could be the, you know, opportunity that, you know, sends Barrett the big things.
Yeah, that's it. Well, he's been looking for his break. Now we're waiting for the Razorbacks to have their big break.
Who's going to be that player?
I don't know.